You are listening to All Things Considered on member-supported KAXE-KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton. Tonight in Cleveland, President Trump and Vice President Biden will have their first debate. Joining us now is Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Thanks for being with us, Governor.
Thanks for having me, Heidi. I appreciate it.
So what are you going to be paying attention to tonight?
I think, first of all, is I'm going to watch Joe Biden talk to the American people. It's something we haven't seen in 3.5 years. We hear, you know, talking at us or by us or to certain groups. And I want to see him talk to all of America. I want him to show that this doesn't have to be the norm. Our politics does not have to be divisive, and display that leadership that we know we saw as vice president. And I had the honor of working with there and as a member of the United States Senate. So I'm going to be hearing him talk about how he'll help us with COVID, how we'll get folks back to work. And I think maybe most importantly, how he'll do it with a dignity that is befitting that office of president. And I'm pretty excited, to be very honest, to see that.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of the talk tonight will be about some of the big headlines recently about President Trump's taxes and Supreme Court nomination?
You know, I think those questions will be asked, but I think, I think Joe Biden's going to speak to us. We know, you know, Maya Angelou was right. When someone tells you who they are, believe them. The president has told us over 3.5 years who he is, and I believe him. The revelations around the taxes aren't surprising to me because, like so many of us who ran for office, I released 20 years of tax returns. It's no big deal because you pay your taxes, you do what's right, you file them. So I hope we stay away from that. And I hope what we see is Joe Biden talk to us about how we heal our communities, how we talk about some of these big issues like climate, and work them in with a way to how do we transition from where we're at. And I think having a vision for the future, having a place where all of us matter, talking to us, not it's us versus them, but that it's a we're in this together. That's what I think he'll focus on.
You and your lieutenant governor have made a point to talk directly to people during this entire pandemic. The latest numbers out of the Minnesota Department of Health say we had an increase yesterday of 817 cases. We are still in this thing. Any advice you'd like to send to fellow Minnesotans this evening?
Yeah, I think the one thing is Minnesotans have worked really hard. Small businesses have sacrificed, families have sacrificed, school kids have sacrificed, all in the name of protecting our neighbors and slowing the spread of COVID. We knew from epidemiologists and virologists, this is what we need to do. Some countries were very successful and others like our own were not. States are kind of on their own to do this, and Minnesota's done a pretty good job. But I do note the upper Midwest is the hotspot now. We're at about 5.4% positivity. Wisconsin's at 22% now. And this growth, if it gets out of hand, it puts a lot more people at risk of infection. And I know many people think, well, it's not that bad, I'll get over it. The fact of the matter is we don't know yet what the long-term damage is. And we do know that for a significant number of people in the population, it is pretty serious illness. And it's killed over 2,000 of our neighbors in 6 months since our first case showed up. So I would tell you, stay doing the little things that make a difference. Mask up, the social distancing, the washing the hands. We can keep our schools open. We can keep our businesses open. But it's a pretty scary point right now, seeing these numbers spike all around us.
You served in Congress when Joe Biden was vice president. Any advice you would give him for tonight?
Well, I think show the country what I know. This is a compassionate man. This is a guy who knows, you know, greater America, if you will, one who they try and paint into a picture. This is a kid from Scranton who knows how to work, knows what it means to make a living. And his favorite line that advice I give to him is to say that he knows that a job is a lot more than a paycheck. It's your dignity. It matters. And that Americans at heart really want to be together on something. I saw this here during the early days of COVID-19. We saw it with President Bush during 9/11. President Trump has squandered that goodwill. He squandered that ability to be together. I've been around Joe Biden many times. Just his basic decency is what the American people need to see tonight. And he needs to ignore the name calling. He needs to ignore, and it's not his job to fact check. The president will state things that are verifiably not going to be correct, but that's not his job. The American people are smart enough to figure that part out. And so I hope he just speaks to us and gives us that hope for the future that it doesn't need to look like this and it doesn't need to be constant chaos.
That's Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Heidi.
Coming up next on All Things Considered, National Public Radio's Mary Louise Kelly is talking with Anita Hill. She's chair of the Hollywood Commission about its report on sexual misconduct across the entertainment industry. I'm Heidi Holton. This is KAXE, KBXE.